Is there a balance for you guys between, you know, staying healthy for the rest of the preseason, but trying to be as sharp as possible for next week?
Yeah, you know, I think that the coaches are going to, you know, have guys practice that maybe aren't playing right now. But, you know, like you said, it's preseason, so it's still important, but it's not as important as having them ready for the season. So I think that the balance that we have right now is pretty good, and everybody's getting in there practice, knowing the plays, learning the plays, learning our defensive schemes, stuff like that. So it's pretty even balanced.
Where are you guys in that process? How much is there left to go before October 25th?
I don't think there's much. You know, I think over the last couple of games we've showed that, you know, we have different lineups that could play together, and we're still working on, you know, different things and stuff like that, like every other team. Not going to be perfect coming out the gate, but, you know, we're going to be as close to it as we can be.
How are you feeling right now personally?
I feel good. You know, putting in a lot of work over the summer, so, you know, it's just fun. You know, fun to have the season be back, and I'm just really excited.
You've got guard skills a lot of bigs don't have. Where would you say you got those from?
I'll say from just working with my dad ever since a young age. Joe Ingles helped me out a lot, too. Continuing to work on over the years. Coach Watt has been working with me since last year on different guard moves, skills like that. So it's just been a test of those things.
What kind of drills do you do?
I wouldn't necessarily say drills, but just different, you know, ball handling things, guard moves, guard shots, guard dribbles off the move, you know, shots off the move and stuff like that. And, you know, it really comes from watching film of myself, seeing what I could do differently, being able to make different plays from different spots on the floor.
So last year this time the question was whether you could shoot threes, and now the question is whether you can be more than a pick and pop four. Like, do you kind of chuckle at this narrative, and what do you have to do to become more than just pick and pop guy?
Just continue to show that I can make plays off the dribble, off the pass, stuff like that, and really just, you know, not do anything differently than what I've been doing. Coach has been starting to run a little bit of more 4 or 5 pick and roll, so that gives me an opportunity to show that. So thankful for that.